As of today, you can get a divorce in Chile. It used to be the only country in the Western Hemisphere without divorce, but earlier this year, the government rewrote the marriage law to give people an out. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the capital, Santiago.
At the downtown courthouse in Santiago this morning, women lined up in hopes of becoming the first in Chilean history to get a divorce. 14 people filed their papers in the first half hour. Guillermina Gonzalez Rosas was there as soon as the clerk's window opened for business. It's time for me to recover my identity as a person, which my husband destroyed, Rosas says. The 60-year-old says the man she married turned out to be a gold digger.
Me ha quitado, esa es la palabra, casi toda mi fortuna.
He stripped me of almost my whole fortune, buying himself a new BMW, Rosa says. She had no way to rescue herself or her money from her husband until today. She's lucky in a way because she's been wishing for a divorce only since January. Other Chileans have waited a lot longer. Also at the courthouse this morning was Maria Torres, who says she's endured 25 years of abuse by her husband.
Muchos años pasé esperando encontrar la salida.
I spent many years hoping to find a way out, and that's why this moment makes me so happy, proud, and grateful, Torres says. Despite polls showing more than 70% support for a divorce law, the bill took 10 years to work its way through Chile's Congress, largely because of opposition from the Catholic Church. Chileans are overwhelmingly Catholic. The spokesman for the anti-divorce campaign is Bishop Juan Ignacio González.
Divorce is not the solution for problems in a troubled marriage. The big losers with this law will be the women and children who will be abandoned by husbands.
But at the government's Ministry for Women's Affairs, social worker Maria Eugenia Zuluaga says this argument ignores reality.
You know, if men want to go, they just go. We have a very large number of women that really are abandoned, without money, without any participation of the father of those children, you know, in the life of these kids.
With divorce legalized, Chilean courts will now be able to impose alimony and child support. But for many conservative Chileans, the pros and cons of legal divorce miss the bigger issue, the traditional political authority of the church. As one conservative priest put it, divorce represents a radicalization of the separation of church and state. Bishop Gonzalez.
Evidentemente que no escuchó a la iglesia.
It's evident the government has not listened to the church, and that means it has gone against something that's essential to this country. This nation, like many in the Americas, is not comprehensible without the Christian faith and the application and the teachings of the Catholic faith.
Chile has become a hip, almost European place in recent years. One example is the government-sanctioned art exhibit here outside the presidential palace, an exhibit that includes billboards of nude people wearing body paint. A sight hard to imagine on the front steps of the White House. But in other ways, Chile is still conservative. Even the new divorce law comes with limits, including a 3-year waiting period when one spouse doesn't want to split up. Cecilia Perez is the Minister for Women's Affairs. Chile is in transition, and it's a country that presents many paradoxes, she says. She, like many Chileans, believes the new divorce law is a big step toward resolving some of those paradoxes. Martin Costi, NPR News, Santiago.